Chris Salcedo
is on the Blaze Radio Network.
When you see in the papers that official unemployment is 5.8%, I trust that you all understand that that is different than real unemployment. All right? Real unemployment, government figures, include those people who have given up looking for work and those people who are working part-time when they want to work full-time. If you add those numbers together, what the government statistics tell you is that real unemployment in America is over 11%. Youth unemployment, which we never talk about, is 18%. African-American youth unemployment, close to 30%.
That there is the socialist senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, who declared his seeking for the White House, the Democrat nomination for president, going up against Hillary Clinton this week. Snowball's chance in hell he's going to make it. But, and here's the big but, he just told the truth. You guys know Liberal Fred. He is one of the guys who's on the website a lot, the Chris Salcedo Show on the Facebook page. Calls in every once in a while here. Calls my show in Houston quite frequently. All the folks in the audience know Liberal Fred in Houston. He is supporting Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton. Why? Because the left wing can't stand Hillary Clinton. Join the club. Join the club. The new AP poll out right now. The majority of the country doubt Mrs. Clinton's honesty about her emails. Doubt. Yeah. No. And that's a kind way for the Associated Press of saying everybody believes she's a stinking liar. And she is. It's a complete lie. Nobody believes her. And that's the problem. So here comes Bernie Sanders, the socialist senator from Vermont, self-avowed socialist senator from Vermont, telling the truth, something that we conservatives, I on this program, have been shouting to the rooftops at the top of my lungs that the unemployment situation is not getting any better, that the reason why the unemployment rate is dropping is by virtue of folks leaving the workforce, not from folks finding jobs. We've talked about median income. We've talked about everything has just grown crappier in the era of Obama. And everybody knows it. Poll after poll after poll shows the American people aren't feeling this wonderful recovery. And then, of course, we get the data this week about the first quarter GDP at 0.2%. Not 0.2. 0.2%. And a remarkable accomplishment for Barack Obama. You would have to be a complete leftist moron to empower government so much to stifle the free enterprise system in America. When economic situation shows us with cheap energy and a population just ready to burst and start becoming productive again, you would have to be Stalin-esque in your empowerment of government to keep that engine under wraps as Barack Obama has done. So it's a hell of an accomplishment. Not many people could do it. Not many people could work so diligently against the interests of the American people as Barack Obama has and his extremist leftists have. Now, let me state for the record, before you start thinking, is Salcedo singing Bernie Sanders' praises? No. Even though he's telling the truth there, what I didn't play for you, and I'm not going to play for you because I want to subject you to it, is his solution, which is a bunch of left-wing crap, which has been proven throughout history to not work. He basically says, well, here's the real unemployment rate, but I want to continue to do what Obama's doing on steroids. Single payer, all this other garbage. Government-centered control over the economy. It's sheer lunacy. His prescription has never worked throughout human history, but that's what he's proposing. But he is telling the truth about the current state of the Obama economy.
888-900-3393.
The Chris Salcedo Show.
On the Blaze Radio Network.